The Packers return to the practice field today, first of two remaining open workouts for fans to see the team before the end of training camp. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Running back Josh Jacobs taking limited team reps today. Rookie corner Brandon Cisse returning to practice as a full participant. But defensive lineman Warren Brinson will miss some time after suffering a calf injury in warm-ups on Saturday. Packers will be joined by the Arizona Cardinals in a joint workout on Wednesday. Coach Matt LaFleur will be joined by his brother Mike, the head coach of the Cardinals.
Yeah, it's going to be a pretty cool experience. It's not the first time, but it's certainly the first time as head coaches. So I talked to him last night, just kind of trying to finalize the details and the plan for practice, and look forward to seeing him.
Both coaches would like to avoid fights in practice, and the NFL has started to fine players that get involved in extracurricular activities. Matt LaFleur said he has a solution.
If there's an issue, I'm going to tell the guys, hey, you come tag me in, they can tag in my brother, and we'll throw down on the 50.
First week of the high school football season in the books, and what a non-conference thriller between Green Bay, Notre Dame, and Neenah. The Tritons, led by Wisconsin recruit Kingston Allen, rushed for 464 yards and 7 touchdowns in Notre Dame's 56-53 overtime win over the Rockets. Neenah quarterback Ashton Van Beek, pretty good himself. He had 7 touchdowns as well. Brewers have the day off today following their 4-2 loss to the Atlanta Braves in the Little League Classic in Williamsport last night. They'll open a series against the Mets in New York tomorrow night. The Brewers have a 6-game lead and the Cubs atop the National League Central starting the day today. Chicago is on the road at Arizona tonight. Women's college volleyball on tap tonight. Marquette opens their season against number 2 Texas at Fiserv Forum. Badgers earned a split over the weekend. They were swept by Kentucky, turned around and swept Louisville on Saturday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.